Hi, have a good time. I wanted to record my voice about the little main story of our English, and here we go. The 16th lesson of our English, AJ talks about the big picture. The big picture, named one of the book by Darren Hardy, and this book was about education, the learning. AJ at first introduced to all of us, then it's Litke, and then he explained about the method, the best section of his book by Dennis Litke, and at last he talks about the education of schools and bad experience of schools. Okay, you know, at first, I wanted to talk about Dennis Litke, and then the best section of his book. Dennis Litke used to be teacher, and then he became principal of middle school. When Dennis Litke became principal of middle school, that school had a lot of problems, and Dennis Litke tried to solve that problems, and he created the incredible schools, the amazing schools, because that method. Because his method of learning was the best method, and his school was the famous in the United States, and a lot of article written about that. You know, his school had a lot of low income students, and that school were for poor students and poor family, and Dennis Litke wanted to create an incredible school, for that students. Okay. After he incoming that school, he changed everything. He changed every teacher, and he hired the passion, excited, full energy, full of energy teachers, and then he involved the community, and he hired the advisor. He hired advisor, minister, from parents. Experts. That school were based on project, and class, that school had a classes were project based. In order to that students, those students had to take a project without testing, because in the school. Because that school stopped focusing on the test, stopped focusing on the grammar, stopped focusing on the grade, and instead those school focused on project based. And for example, if one student liked dinosaur, every teacher on that school. Had tried to learn everything based on dinosaur, about our dinosaur. The math teacher tried to learn math to that students from of dinosaur and from about dinosaur. And that students had a lot of passionate about learning, and he was full of energy, and he learned everything with the best method. And eventually, unfortunately, the government said those students had to take a test. And but finally, that school of Denis Lidke was very well on that test, and those school had to take a test, and the grade of there were the best grade. And it was amazing because they learn everything with passionate, with energy, and we interested, and it's and the factor, this factor, were the keys of successful. They are successful, and the later Denis Lidke decided to created provider schools, because he wanted to do everything, and he decided to do everything on in the private school. And that school was very interesting, and had an interview, because every students had to know why they come in school. And okay, in this time I wanted to talk about the best section of the big pictures, Denis Lidke. And Denis Lidke in this book talks about education and learning, and he say to all of us that a real learning is not memorizing. It's understanding how to use and find knowledge, how to integrate it, how to thinking about knowledge, thinking about learning. And many experts believes that real learning had happened between the classes, and not during the classes. And it's the most part of and know that. And you know, everyone had a bad experience of school, and the mind and we have a bad minders of this school. But Denis Lidke tried to ignore those experience, those bad experience of a school, and had tried to and I try to replace the good experience of methods of school for those students, and he was success about that. And the last of this lesson of Power English, AJ talks about the bad experience, his experience of schools and of methods of schools. And you know, AJ in this in every lesson talks about that bad schools and bad experience of schools, and it's similar to this section of this book. And okay, finally I wanted to say to all of you that if everyone had learned to how to use your brain, how to use your thinking, how to use your knowledge, and how to use your how to use your mindset about everything, you became a good learner about everything, and you must try to change the bad mindset of everything, and you keep on to reach your goals. Thank you for listening to me, and have a good day.